Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Well, the worm is turning, my friends, and I'm going to tell you why. I think there's some strategery going on here with what's happening in the president's legal team. We're going to talk about that because I think the ultimate goal is going to be revealed next week. They're setting the table for it. Also, did you know there's an app for that? Yeah, do you want an app tracking you or telling you where the COVID people are so you can avoid them? Yeah, Jay Inslee's doing that. And here in Salem, the cops are being accused of treating the Proud Boys better than the Black Lives Matter folks. I'm going to tell you, there's a real difference, and you need to get involved. How you can get involved? Because it's all about communicating to the City Council of Salem, because that's what the left is doing, folks. We're going to get into all of that today. Plus, maybe, this is probably a story I'm going to do tomorrow. It's an interesting piece, and I strongly disagree with it, for the most part. It's in the Federalist, and there's a headline called "Loving Your Neighbor is More Important Than Winning an Election." Absolutely no election result changes the fact that people around you need a friend. That's the headline, and the subheadline. I partially disagree. I certainly disagree with the headline. Maybe we'll get into that more tomorrow. But I think I got enough today because, folks, yesterday, and by the way, welcome to Political Coffee for those of you just joining us for the first time, and apparently many of you are, because I'm running into you as I am around the community from time to time. Thank you, by the way, for listening, and thanks for patronizing our great advertisers, great small businesses like Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. Just a great contractor that you literally can depend on to do everything that you want him to do. And again, don't take my word for it. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and just read for yourself the very satisfied comments from customers. And frankly, look at the great pictures of what they've done. Maybe they can do some great remodeling for you. Eric Azer, RighteousRenovations.com. Thank you for patronizing Eric and his great company and all of our great businesses that advertise, not only in this radio show, but on this radio station, and that truly make it possible for us to have conversations. Political Coffee is the name of this show. Yesterday, we talk about political issues entirely with the aim at giving you words and phrases and thoughts to be persuasive with the persuadable people in your world, whatever your world is. Doesn't matter. You could be a state employee listening to me right now. You could be just average Joe, like you'd be a farmer like me. Average Joe just on your way to work or on your way home from work. Or maybe you're listening to the podcast, and thank you, by the way, to our great Stacey Ann, who is putting my podcast up for me. Thank you, because apparently I don't have time to do it. And I'm deeply grateful for her. And so you can go to the podcast and you can listen to the podcast now. There, that's for you, Ed. Anyway, yesterday in Arizona, the unsanctioned hearing. Now, there's a lot of backstory to this. There are some incredible things that came out of this. If you did not watch it, you missed something. Now, on the Gateway Pundit, there are a lot of segments of this thing with various headlines. And it was profound what happened yesterday on the day that the governor of Arizona decided to certify the elections. He chose not to meet with Rudy Giuliani because they reached out to him. He said that they had 5 days to object and they didn't. Well, they're saying they did. What's going on with Doug Ducey? Now, I've spent a little bit of time in Arizona working with legislators. This really was about in 2016 that I spent a lot of time there. And I was lobbying for some changes in their state law regarding charter schools, something that I know a little bit about. I don't know a lot about it. And I got to know a lot of the legislators. Well, it just so happens that the legislator running this particular event yesterday in Arizona is a personal friend of mine, Mark Fincham. He's from down in the Tucson area. Now, Mark is a Christian. He is a constitutionalist, if there ever was one. Now, this thing went on for 11 hours yesterday, folks. It was a long day for them. Rudy Giuliani and his team, Jenna Ellis, and others, including the former commissioner of New York, the police commissioner, Bernie Kerik. He and Giuliani are good pals. He was there also. What emerged out of this is stunning. And I'm going to learn more. I'm going to learn more about the backstory of what's going on in Arizona in the Republican Party, because yesterday, and you need to pay attention to this, because I'll have more, because I'm going to try to talk to Mark Fincham today. I was texting with him yesterday. And I want to talk to him. I want to find out what's going on behind the scenes, because yesterday, the chairwoman of the Maricopa County Republican Party, in an answer to a question to Rudy Giuliani, she was a poll observer. She accused the governor of being on the take. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, that's a big deal. It's one thing to have Sidney Powell accusing you of that, like she is the Secretary of State in Georgia and the governor of Georgia, who used to be the Secretary of State and is tied to Dominion. She's accused, Sidney Powell is accusing them, and they say they have proof, like pictures of canceled checks, that tie the governor of Georgia, tie the Secretary of State to Dominion voting systems. In essence, getting kickbacks and bribes. That's what she said. Now, that's one thing. But in Arizona, it is an entirely different matter to have members of your Republican Party, the leader of the biggest group of Republicans in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, folks, accusing the governor of being on the take. Now, the political repercussions of this are huge within a state. It is dangerous to do it, because here's why. Everything that was laid out yesterday in this, and I'm going to get into the pieces of it, because you need to know this stuff. Everything that was laid out yesterday is just setting the stage for something that I predict is going to happen next week. And that's this. I believe Sidney Powell next week is going to reveal data that proves Dominion voting systems literally was changing votes. I think that is the piece that has to happen. Because think what happened. Last week on Wednesday, we had the Pennsylvania hearing. Some of this that we heard yesterday was stated in that hearing. But there was even more yesterday. Today is the Michigan Senate hearing, Republican Senate hearing. Now, again, the Michigan legislature is run by Republicans, Democrat governor, Democrat attorney general, Democrat secretary of state. All of this is happening, including a judge. If you go to the Liberty Daily, a judge in Nevada is ordering the inspection of election equipment in Clark County, where that 158,000 votes got thrown out in Nevada in a county commission race. And many of those people voted for president. All of this is happening at the same time for a reason. And I believe it is setting the stage, preparing the minds of legislators. And I'm going to get to my point, back to my point about Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, whom I don't know, but I know many of the legislators down there. I will tell you, this is setting the stage, folks. Because what is going to happen is that, folks, Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell would not be saying the things they're saying if they didn't have proof. Lynn Wood said Trump is going to be inaugurated based on voter fraud in Dominion voting machines. Now, this is not the argument that people like me believe will win the day in front of the Supreme Court. The argument that wins the day in front of the Supreme Court is the Equal Protection Clause. Unequal treating in every one of these states, Republican voters against Democrat voters. Legal voters against illegal voters. That and how the government responded to is how the Supreme Court is going to rule. But that's not where this is headed. Oh, I know it is, at least on the surface. But everything that happened yesterday and is a setup for what's going to happen next week. I believe they're going to put forward proof. They have to. The time is too short. They have to put forward proof that Dominion voting machines literally was manipulating data. And it's not just on what this federal judge has said. They got to preserve. They can't update the machines in Georgia. And now you got this Nevada judge looking for inspections. And it's happening. The requests have been made in other states. It's not just that. Folks, this is all headed to the legislatures. That was the clear direction. It was the opening and the closing arguments by Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani yesterday in Arizona. That's where this is headed. And the only way it's going to happen is if there is definitive proof in every place that used Dominion voting. And in Arizona, they used it in Maricopa County. And a lot came out yesterday about that. I'm going to get into it when we come back from the break on the other side here. But I'm telling you, folks, this is all about what's got to happen next week. You see, Republican legislators in all of these states, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, they are all Republican legislatures. They can choose the electors. I'm telling you, huge act. I'll get into more of that when we come back and the individual thing that was spoken yesterday. If you missed it, boy, you missed it.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. So we're talking today about what I think is the setup that is going to deliver Donald Trump another 4 years as president of the United States. And it's not going to be the Supreme Court. It's going to be the legislatures. That's what they talked about yesterday. By the way, if you want to send me an email, I'll do my best to read it on the air. Just try not to make it too long. It's Jeff at 1220.am. Or you can call 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Now, by the way, Dwight sent me an email about Joe's eulogy.
What?
He said, and it's a long email, but he said there are rumors about liberals assassinating Joe Biden as he has now served his useful purpose as a Trojan horse to deliver Kamala into the White House. This means that once Biden is dead, Kamala can constitutionally step into the presidency. That's a bit of a conspiracy idea, isn't it? And then Steve wrote me one, says, Biden, question mark? Interesting. I hope it's not conspiracy. And it's this story out of Natural News that Joe Biden is preparing to concede to Trump. Rumors emerge of Biden seeking a pardon deal from Trump for his crimes. Yeah, not yet, folks. Maybe someday, but not yet. So here's where all of this is headed. I believe next week, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and others, and apparently, by the way, there are hundreds of groups working on looking at data in all of these states. Now, this is from the retired colonel yesterday who testified at the Arizona hearing. Hundreds, he said. They're small groups, but he said there are hundreds. Really? Wow. Friends, all of this is aimed at one thing. It's getting legislators, as Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ella asked them to do yesterday, to decide not to allocate the electors in these states like Arizona that the governor yesterday certified for Joe Biden. To simply say, no, there is enough corruption here. We are not going to do that. Same thing with Pennsylvania. It'll be the same thing today with Michigan. Now, here's the problem. Republican-controlled legislators have a lot. These legislatures have a lot of rhinos in them. Or they have a lot of conservatives who are just afraid to do this. Can you imagine what's going to happen to you? Now, yesterday, these legislators, and I know several of them. In fact, Senator Gowin was the Speaker of the House when I was working in Arizona in 2016. Gunny Borelli. Yes, he was a gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps. I know these people. Senator Sylvia Allen. I know these people, folks. These are the brave ones. The reason they did not have this hearing in the Capitol and put people under oath is because their leadership would not let them. And I can tell you that Governor Ducey is putting a lot of pressure. Now, I'll find out today. I'll get more of the backstory because I'm going to talk to Mark Finchem at some point in time today. Then I'll have more to report to you tomorrow. But I'm telling you, folks, these legislators are being pressured by Republicans at the national level not to change the electors for Trump. You heard me right. There's a war going on inside. There's a small faction of the establishment swamp creatures of the Republican Party that are working behind the scenes to stop legislative leadership in these states from going ahead, convening special sessions, which I believe every one of them can do, including Arizona, and choosing their own set of electors for Trump. They don't want it to happen. They want Biden to be president, because then it goes back to business as usual and they get money in their pockets big time. Now, how do we change that? Well, these representatives and senators are afraid because they don't want to be inundated, even though they are being inundated now. And several of them talked about that yesterday. They don't want to be accused of disenfranchising people. Giuliani and Jenna Ellis addressed that. In fact, they gave each one of them a packet about how their U.S. constitutional rights as legislators trumps even their state statute. Now, something's got to happen to make it possible for really weak-kneed, nervous Republican legislators and Republican leadership to choose to go down this road of choosing their own electors instead of the Democrat electors for Biden. And friends, I'm telling you, it is going to be the revelation next week of actual evidence. It has to happen next week, folks, of actual evidence of vote manipulation within the Dominion voting machines. It is the only thing that will move Republican leaders. And even then, it's going to be tough, folks. That is the only thing that is going to do it. There will be nothing else. I know how legislators think. I used to be one. And I can tell you, the evidence has to be so overwhelming that it moves even nervous Nelly Rhino Republican leadership in every one of these states to say, okay, that's enough. It isn't going to be the Supreme Court, folks. Now, that's my prediction for you. Do you think I'm right or am I wrong? And there's lots more to talk about, but I do want to get into some of the specifics of exactly what was revealed yesterday. Because if you didn't hear it, if you didn't watch it, it was stunning. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour. If you're just joining us on Political Coffee, welcome, first of all. Secondly, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am, and I'll try to read it on the air. By the way, thanks to Tim. He sends me a lot of stuff. I don't know when Tim ever sleeps. A lot of good stuff. It's all very, very interesting, to be sure. No, I don't think Joe Biden's going to concede. Rumors of him seeking a pardon deal from Trump? Nah, not yet. So here's what we're talking about. Yesterday was this hearing conducted by my friend, current representative of Arizona from Pima County, Mark Finchem, representative. There were state senators there. There were House members there. And I know a bunch of them. Here's my theory. Next week is the week that Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and others have to reveal actual evidence of voter machine manipulation. They have to. Because it is the only way that they're going to put the cherry on top of the sundae, if you will. You see, they're making the sundae right now. All of these legislative hearings, what happened yesterday, and I'm going to get into the details of that in a moment because it's profound. But it's all meant to prepare the legislature's minds, legislative minds, that are not, listen to me, they are not thinking that they're seriously going to convene in special sessions and to choose their own electors, even though their states have certified Joe Biden. Because they do not want the grief, folks. Let me tell you, they are lazy legislators. It's how you get. Folks, I lived it. I know. It's going to take something powerful to move them. Yesterday was not enough. It should have been, but it wasn't. It's going to take more. And I believe that that's going to be what Lynn Wood said. And it is part of the Liberty Daily headline. Lynn Wood. Trump will be inaugurated based on voter fraud in Dominion voting machines. Not. I'm telling you, it's not what the U.S. Supreme Court is going to do. And I think the Trump campaign knows this. That's why they're doing what they're doing. Now, yesterday in Arizona, there was an anonymous email from an Arizona tech worker that alleged that 35,000 votes were going to be given automatically to every Democrat in Pima County. He was told, or this person, he or she was told this during a September 10th meeting. Now, this is an anonymous email sent to every legislator, but also to the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice, which apparently now are conducting some kind of a smoke and mirrors investigation, especially the FBI. Right. Sure, they are. Now, this is stunning. This was in a meeting. And apparently this, now, they know who this person is, folks, because the question was asked, has the FBI bothered to talk to this person? And they were kind of vague on the answers. Believe me, they know who this is, because you can find that out. It's not hard. If this person is willing to come forward and sign an affidavit, and that was the question yesterday, how stunning would that be? But even more stunning, Dr. Shiva also appeared by remote, and he presented data yesterday at the hearing. Now, I listened to almost all of this hearing, folks, partly because my friend Mark Fincham was running this thing, but also because I know what's going on behind the scenes. And again, I'll talk to him at some point in time today. And I'll be able to report back to you tomorrow what I think is going on behind the scenes in Arizona, which is probably the same thing that's going on behind the scenes in many of these other states. I'm telling you, the Republican establishment, and probably including some Republican senators, do not want, U.S. senators, do not want Trump to get reelected, folks. And they are quietly working behind the scenes to stop all of this. The Dr. Shiva data was stunning, because he had said they obtained proof in their analysis 24 hours ago. Well, 24 hours prior to yesterday's hearing. That there is this bias factor in the Dominion software system that allows you to ascribe a value per vote. A Biden vote apparently got 1.25%. A Trump vote apparently 0.75%. Completely flies in the face of one man, one vote. One woman, one vote, whatever. Doesn't matter. It was stunning data that he presented. This guy has four degrees from MIT, folks. It's not that he's a whack job out there. He was extraordinarily credible. Another story was the analysis by one of the guys at the hearing who his name was Bobby Pittman. He's a data guy working in the investment industry. Well, Twitter suspended his Twitter account during his testimony about election fraud. He crunched the numbers, folks. And it was stunning what he came up with in terms of there is no question that he found evidence of lots of people voting who were not eligible to vote. And he brought up a fascinating statistic. And here's what it was. Arizona's population over a period of time grew by 40%. I know I used to live down there in Arizona. But Arizona's voter registration grew by 100%. Yeah, you heard me right, folks. At a time when their population grew by only 40%, how could their voter registration double? It was stunning. Now, there was more. One of the witnesses said truckloads of ballots kept coming in for 10 days after the election. After election officials at these various processing centers said they thought they were done. And yet another truckload shows up. Where was the chain of custody for that? You see, they couldn't answer those questions. These are people who testified yesterday in this hearing who have signed affidavits, folks, again, under perjury of law. Now, my friend Mark Fincham, who ran this meeting, called for the state to withhold all of the Electoral College votes. Now, he did that during the meeting, and then at the end of the meeting, he and other legislators said they were willing and ready, based on the evidence that the overwhelming evidence that they saw presented to them yesterday, that in fact, not to just withhold the Electoral College votes, but to literally convene in a special session, which again takes their leadership to do that, because the governor wouldn't. He was asked to. He refused to. To convene a special session and literally choose their electors for Donald Trump. Now, again, that's a high bar. It's going to take a lot to get there. Believe me, it's going to take a lot to get there. Now, one of the other things that was presented by the colonel yesterday was, well, that these machines that are supposedly not connected to the internet were connected to the internet. And they had evidence of a massive amount of traffic, internet traffic, from those machines. Wow. Back in a moment.
Come on and sing my song all night long. Oh, all night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
And no, this election was not the most secure in history, according to Colonel Phil Waldron yesterday, who was at this hearing. By the way, I'm watching Newsmax because I watch it a lot more than Fox these days. They just showed Governor Ducey of Arizona. He was being filmed live going through the election certification report, preparing to sign it. And as he is doing that, he pulls his phone out and looks at it because he's getting a call. And the call he's getting is Donald Trump. The headline here is that Arizona Governor Ducey appears to send Trump to voicemail while signing election results. Trump, by the way, called into this hearing yesterday, unannounced, unexpected, and called the governor a rhino. Why? Because he just sent him to voicemail. Now, think about it. If you're governor of a state that is pivotal in deciding whether your party holds a lot in terms of the presidency and the power to appoint judges to preserve the constitutional republic that we are, you're getting ready to sign a document and you get a phone call from the president of the United States? Huh? Yeah, he's got some splaining to do. Now, Dominion voting machines' output could be manipulated. You can watch these videos. And this is on the Gateway Pundit website, and I will show that to you. The amount of traffic that came out of these machines, and this is, even though they say they're firewalled and they say this and they say that, they're all connected by cables physically to a central computer. Yes, the individual computer is not on the internet, but yet it is, because it's connected to a computer that is connected to the internet. And there was traffic. They have proof that there was server traffic, and it showed these computers were connected. Now, folks, I'm telling you, this guy yesterday, or that got fired by Trump, you know, the security agency, Dominion Voting System sits on his council. Now, nothing to see here. Move along, folks. Folks, I'm telling you, now what we need is proof next week by Sidney Powell or Lynn Wood in their lawsuits put out there for everybody to see. Proof that votes were literally changed within the voting systems, the computer systems. That's where this has to go. Because Rudy Giuliani said it yesterday. And Art, hang on, because I'll get to you here in just a minute, because I need to finish something. Rudy Giuliani said it when he said this. And I listened to this. I watched it. In his closing comments, he said, "Your political career is worth losing if you can save the right to vote in America." And I would go beyond that. I would say your political career is worth losing if you can save the constitutional republic that we are. Now, legislators don't want to hear that. Again, they know the cost of what he's asking them to do in what their constitutional obligation and duty is to do, as Jenna Ellis pointed out. The cost is that some of them may lose their political careers. Would it be worth it if it saved everything you hold dear as a legislator for the future? I'm telling you, that's something that is, that's, that calculation is going on in the minds of these legislators right now. The only way they're going to get moved to say, yes, it's worth losing, is if there's definitive proof that Sidney Powell puts out there. Folks, Freedom Heating and Air is a great organization. They literally can make your life better. And they do that by taking care of your heating and air conditioning. Right now, it's going to get really cold in the next few days at night. If your furnace isn't working, if your heat pump isn't working well, you better call them. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Check them out on the web, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. I also want to mention to you that there is, this is the 1st of December. And ProBioscience has a new code, a discount code, if you buy online, and it's specific to this show. This is the month of Christmas. Instead of using Christmas as the discount code word, we're going to use the word Christ. Christ is the word that I have chosen for you to use in the month of December. You get 15% off. Plus, I'll have an exciting announcement next week about, or maybe even later this week, about how you can even get further discounts. Pro-Bioscience.com. Pro-Bioscience.com. Art, you get to close out the show, brother.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm going to hope and pray that these people do have the guts to do what's right. However, proof doesn't necessarily mean anything in this country anymore. Look at what Clinton got away with, and all these pundits get away with all the time. And I'm, I'm just going to pray, and hope for the best. But unfortunately, it's looking more and more like, you know, Trump fought the swamp and the swamp won. But I'm going to keep praying that these individuals do have the guts to expose it. But when you get Cocaine Mitch putting the pressure on, and all these other Republicans who think, oh, well, if we save the Senate, not too much is going to happen bad because we can control it, and then we can continue to reap the profits of our positions, and the swamp will continue to exist. Pray for our country, Jeff, because...
Yeah, you're right, hey, my friend. I hope you're wrong, but you're right about praying for our country, folks. You need to be doing that, because right now, this is going to take a miracle. It
Great
is.
Great day, Jeff.
Thanks, brother. Folks, thanks for listening today. I appreciate each and every one of you. I cannot tell you how much I do. I also appreciate Stacey Ann, who's up next with Good Morning Salem. You ought to listen. It's good stuff. See you tomorrow.